This is our first meditation together in the Animal Business Academy. And it's a meditation and a vision. And so I want you to take a moment to take a deep breath and breathe into the bottom of your feet. We're going to really ground and anchor this vision that we have for ourselves. And so I want you to just keep breathing into the bottom of your feet, breathing into your whole body. Just really taking some very deep breaths and letting go in our exhale of anything that isn't going to serve us. Just really spend a moment breathing softly so that your whole body feels rich with breath. And I want you to have almost like a bird's eye view of yourself, way far away down there, looking down at yourself, just so fulfilled and so happy and doing exactly what you were dreaming of doing always, but you didn't know how to quite define it. And as you see this person that you've become, I want you to go ahead and move yourself right into your self. Feel your feet and your shoes. Feel your body and your clothes. Look around you. Who are your friends now? Who are your working comrades? Who shares your house with you? What does your day look like? I want you to have like this overall picture of what it is you're doing, and I want you to take a moment to be with who you are in an everyday capacity. Feeling what it feels like to be you. What are the smells? Are you working with a lot of animal clients? Are you working with just a couple? Do you spend some time writing? Do you enjoy speaking? What is it overall that you see the components that make up your day or your week or your year? And then I want you to drill it down into one specific hour. Are you with a client? How is it going? What sort of work are you doing? How do you feel when you get done? What's the transformation process for this animal and his or her person? As you walk away from this client or this working situation, do you have a feeling of satisfaction, of relief, of fulfillment? Now I want you to ease into another situation where you see yourself in another capacity working. Maybe this time you're speaking to a small or a large group and you're really passionately sharing what it is you do. And you're looking at the people around you. They're just elated because they know you can help them. And I want you to be in that space for a moment where you just have this exchange of, yes, I can help you. And they look back at you like, you are going to help me, finally. And I want you to just be in that moment. What does it feel like to finally have your life's work be this fulfilling and this easy? Now I want you to look at your work in another capacity. Maybe you're sharing with an old friend that wasn't quite sure you could do this, and you're starting to tell this person stories of what it's like to be doing what you're doing. And your friend looks at you with great admiration and says, I am so proud of you. I am so proud to call you my friend. And I want you to really receive that. I want you to be in that for a moment and just take that in. someone who maybe didn't have faith that you could pull this off or that you were going to really do this. Maybe it's somebody that wanted you to stay in the same sort of job as them because they aren't going to go anywhere and they don't mind being unhappy. But they look at you and recognize that you really took care of yourself and that it's a great thing. Go ahead and take that in for a moment. And then one more way I want you to feel into your future life is I want you to imagine going to bed. And as you go to bed and you lay your head down and you know that you've helped so many animals and people that day or that week, I want you to just go ahead and close your eyes and envision how you would share your gratitude with the universe for the work that you've done. Just take a moment and work through what some of the week might have looked like. And really feel into what it felt like to see that animal's transformation and the relief in the people's face. What was it like to be part of a miracle, or maybe many miracles that week? And I want you to just breathe into that gratitude. That gratitude in advance for all the things that are to come. And whenever you have doubts, I want you to come back to this and just create a great vision of what it is you're going to be and take in the gratitude and just let that gratitude sit in your heart as if it's already done.